everywhere, Rath Jatra. All is due to Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. He is the cause of all. But he was so much merciful that he came in these western countries and eastern countries by the mercy of his Gurudev, Nitya Lila, Purushottam Vishnu, Vasishtha, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami. He was in the line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was in the line of Rupa Raghunath Prabhu, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami. He had not established any new thing, same thing he had. Coming to Brahma, Narada, and thus coming up to now. So, we should know that we are all family of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Anyone chanting name of Radha and Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Whether he is initiated or not initiated, no harm. If he is accepting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, and in their line, oh, he is chanting Hare Krishna, that we should think that he is in our family. Our family is so, so big. So we should try to honor all. He is not in my line, not this. We should try to honor. So, today is a very sacred day. Today is the appearance day of Jagannath Baladev Subhadra. There are so many stories about this in Vedas, Upanishads, in also Srimad Bhagavatam here and there, especially in Purans, Purushottam Mahatma or so many things. Utkal Khanda, it has been told. So, I told you the process of bhakti. What is bhakti? Yesterday in my class. So, you should try to remember all these things. Now, a special day, that is why I am telling the story of Baladev, Jagannath Baladev and Subhadra. And how Mahaprabhu was connected and what he added more. At first, chariot festival was. Jagannath Baladev Subhadra were. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and gave life in chariot festival. Anyone prior to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they had no idea of this festival. Only it was done by some servants of king and service and king doing it. But after this, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, oh, this became so favorable and so widespread that from whole world, now more than 20 lakhs, more than 25 lakhs, devotees come there. And they all take part in this card festival. There was a king named Indradyumna. When this world was first created in Satyayuga, very, very ancient. There are two parts whole time. First is called Purvardha and Parardha. The first Brahma and Dev who created this under the guidance of Krishna. At that time in India, where Krishna took his study at the ashram of Sandipani Mani, this was called Malodev. And in that country, there was a king named Indradyumna. Very powerful, very powerful. He used to rule whole world. So, he was a very pure devotee. He wanted to take at once a darshan of Supreme Personality of Godhead. And thus, he was so much
Vyakul. Unsteady.
Restless. That when I will have darshan, when I will have darshan. Krishna saw his heart and at once he sent a devotee to him. And that devotee came and he began to tell that I am traveling whole world, everywhere. And once I saw a very high class of very, very beautiful and merciful deity. If anyone takes the name of Neel Madhav, he at once is liberated from this world, from birth and death, sorrow and suffering of this life. He must be liberated. But where he is, he could not tell, and he at once went away. Now king was very much pleased. He wanted to take the darshan of Neel Madhav. You know Neel Madhav? The color of the body of Krishna is neel. Like?
Blue.
Like a sky. More than that. We cannot define in this word. No word in this. He is not black. He is so beautiful. So beautiful. So, he wanted to search where is Neel Madhav. He sent his so prominent persons in four directions and told that you should go. He gave his chariots to them. And you should discover where is Neel Madhav. I want to take darshan. And I want to bring Neel Madhav in my estate. They went. And after 6 months, three were returned without anything. They could not discover. But who went in the east? His name was Vidyapati, the priest of that king. He went on the side of ocean, Indian Ocean. And there he was discovering. He was so worried to discover Neel Madhav. One day it was evening and he was tired, he wanted to host anywhere. So he went in a village and he asked that I want to take shelter anywhere in night, and in morning I will go away. They told that a prominent person in that village is very pious and very religious, very humble. You can go to his home. And he went there. But luckily, the master of the house was absent. Only a daughter of 16 years, very beautiful, was there. He went and told the name of that person that I want to be in night here. Where is that person? She told that, oh, he is my father. He has to take rest here. My father is somehow out. He will come and he will host you. So he was waiting. In the meantime, that householder came. And he became very happy to see this Brahmin, very beautiful young person. Oh, he told his daughter that quickly his prasadam for his meal. And also give a room to rest here, he will be as much as he likes to be here. So he was there. And that girl was appointed to serve him. The girl was so expert in serving. She very gently and very sweetly arranged everything. and thus there was some friendship within them. And he received so much honor there that he was there for several days. But he was thinking, here some sutra.
Indication
can be received here. So I must be here for some day. It seems that the householder is worshipper anyhow of Neel Madhav. Because some scents were coming from his body. Very beautiful scent. In midday he used to go and used to come in next day in morning. But when he used to come, very good scent used to come from his body. In the meantime, the love being that priest Vidyapati and that girl Lalita, his name was Lalita, improved so much. That householder asked her, girl, do you want to marry with this young, very beautiful boy? Oh, I want. And that quickly marriage was done. Then they became husband and wife. One day, Vidyapati asked his wife, Lalite, can you tell me where your father goes in the night and where he spends night and comes in midday? Oh, I cannot tell. My father has warned me not to tell and to disclose this thing. But you are my husband. I want to open my heart to you. He goes to serve Neel Madhav Thakur. Then he became very happy. Very, very happy. Oh, for 1 year I am traveling here and there. Now I have find some clue that Neel Madhav is everywhere, very near her. And if anyone goes there, he must be liberated. Now I have some clue. He requested his wife, oh please Lalite, you know that husband and wife, one soul, two body. You should help me. How I go and see Neel Madhav? I want to see. You should help me. She promised that I will help you. So much help. One day when his father came, he went to his father and sat in the lap of his father. Father, father, father. Like this. I want something from you. You are my lovely father. Please. Please give me a boon. What? My life is for you. You are my darling daughter. I must give you. Then she told, my husband wants to take darshan of that Neel Madhav. Oh, have you told? Oh, husband, how should I keep secret? So, I have told, but he wants to take darshan. Oh, I don't want to show anyone that Neel Madhav, very secret, very secret. Then she told that if you are not allowing him and not taking him to give darshan of Thakurji, then I will take poison, I will give my life. This is the big victim of ladies. That I will die. Like Kaikai did it, Satya Bhama Samsam doing like this. So this is big weapon. So she took this weapon and attacked to his father. And father at once became melted. No, no, you should not die. I will take him and I will help him that he will take darshan. But one thing, one condition. And that condition is what? I will give a black cloth on his eyes. And then I will take him. And then when he will go there, I will take off that black putti. Putti means?
Blindfold.
And then he will see and take him here. and again I will put the blindfold. So he can see. But in this way. Otherwise he will know the way and all will go there. So I don't want. Husband was agreed with Vidyapati. Oh. But his wife was so intelligent. He gave him seeds of yellow
mustard
seed. Have you seen? Very
small.
Very like this color.
Yellow flowers.
He took it in his pocket. And when black putty was given there, cloth, and he was going, he was giving one. All way he put something. And it was rainy season. After some time he went there on a hill. And there the temple was of Nilmadhav. He took up and he opened his eyes and he saw, he went in the temple and saw very beautiful Nilmadhav, 400, like Krishna. Very beautiful. He became very happy. Then his father-in-law told him, I'm going to pick up flowers and some paraphernalia of worshipping Thakurji. So you should be here, I'm coming very soon. And telling he and went in the forest to bring all these things. In the meantime, this Vidyapati saw there was a pond nearby temple. Very, water was very clear and very fragrant. There was a mango tree there. The branches of the tree were on the water pond. And a black crow was sleeping on that. Understand? Black crow was sleeping there. And what? At once, he slept so much that he fell in the pond. And Vatai at once died. But very wonderful thing was that he became 400 person. Very beautiful, like Sankh Chakra Gada Padma, like Narayan. And he quickly, a Garud came and he sat up on that Garud and quickly went to Vaikuntha. Then he thought that I should not waste a moment time. I should go there on the tree and I should jump in the pond and I will die and then I will become. My soul will be very pure and 400 and I will at once go to Vaikuntha. So he was quickly climbing on the tree. In the meantime, Nilmadhav told him, don't do so. You'll have to do so many things, important things. I want that you should serve me. Don't give this life. After life, you'll go to there. No hope. So, you should go first to Indradyumna Maharaj in Malo country and tell him this important news that I have such Nilmadhav is here and bring him. I want to take his service. Then he became very happy. And then he returned to the temple. In the meantime, that priest came.
Vishwabhasu.
He came and then he worshipped Nilmadhav and he was watching, looking, everything. In the meantime, Nilmadhav Thakur told that Vishwabhasu, that, oh Vishwabhasu, you are serving me from so many long times, but now a very wealthy king, he wants to serve me, he is my devotee, pure devotee. Now I want to take his service in wealthy mood, with opulence, royal worship.
Royal service.
I want to take. Don't be worried. And you will be famous in the whole world, so don't worry. But that priest became so worried. He told that, oh, when Thakur will come and worship Nil Madhav, then I will be deprived of the service. So he captured that Vidyapati, his son-in-law, and put him in jail in his house. But that girl was so to his husband that he told that, oh father, I want that you should give me poison and I should die. Without my husband I cannot live. And in the meantime, order from Nil Madhav came that at once you should quit this king, this Vidyapati. Prison. And at once he left. And then he told to his wife, I'm coming very soon, don't worry, I must come. And then, giving him consolation, he went to return to his, that king Indradyumna. And after so many days, he went there and met the king and told, oh, I have discovered Nil Madhav. He is on the ocean of, in the east side of Indian Ocean. He is there in a mountain. So you can go and take darshan. Then he told his all army and his all relatives, wife, sons and all, commander also, that be ready. Tomorrow we will go to Nil Madhav. And this Vidyapati will guide us. And I will bring that Nil Madhav. And by that serving, we will all go to Vaikunth forever. Then he quickly arranged everything and he went there. After one month, walking there, they reached there. But in the meantime, the sands of the sea covered that village also and that mountain also and the Nil Madhav also. Only sand everywhere. Oh, like a mountain, sands were there. He went there, but saw that, oh, Nil Madhav. Then he became so worried. He returned back to sea and he told to pray to Nil Madhav, oh Nil Madhav, if you are not giving darshan, that I am giving up my food and drink and everything. And he took a asan, kushasan. You know kushasan?
Grass. Made from blade grass.
Very pure. And at that he sat there and he wanted to die. That if you are not giving darshan, then I must die. Then Nil Madhav told him in sky words. Sky words?
Voice from sky.
Sky came. And told, oh, don't you die. After some days, you should wait. And after some days, I will come like a trunk, very big trunk of tree. And it will be reddish. And there may be some sample of Sankh Chakra Gada Padma. And you should take me out of water and four Vigra will come. Jagannath, Baldev, Subhadra and Chakra. So you should wait, don't die. In the meantime, you can make a very big temple for me. Then he made a very big temple and waiting for that trunk. You know Chakratirtha, Bankim Muhana, in Puri. There is a place from where Usha has turned. There, he saw that very big trunk of tree, reddish in color. And there were some sample of marks of Shankh Chakra Gada Padma. Then he knew that this is that Vigraha. So he requested that you should come in my chariot. And he told his all soldiers and he took his all elephants that they should take out from water and give in chariot. But it was so heavy, they could not do anything. Then again, some aerial sound came, that bring your old, that Vishwa, Basu, Shabar, and also your Vidyapati, and they will touch me and pray me, and then I can come in chariot. So he did so. He called that old servant of Nilmadav, and also to Vidyapati, his
Cholinlo.
And then they went in the sea and they prayed. And king also began to pray, always doing kirtan. What? Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Doing kirtan, all were praying, and that old his servant Vishwabasu and new Vidyapati, when they touched and it came very easily and climbed on the
chariot,
golden chariot. And then it was correct to, where now is temple nearby, and that was made a very big hall. And it was kept there. The Thakur gave a dream that you should call all your carpenters and they will make me 4 vigrahas, Jagannath, Baldev and Subhadra. He called, he invited all the carpenters of his kingdom, all came, and he ordered them, the king, that you should make 4 vigrahas of Jagannath, Baldev, Subhadra, very decent and very beautiful. Like Krishna, Baldev, Subhadra, like this. They tried, but when they used to take that their weapons to touch in that trunk, they used to
break.
So no one was well. They could not do anything. Then a very old person, Brahmin, he came. Though he was old, but he was very beautiful and very grave. He told that, my name is Maharana. I'm Brahmin. I can make these 4 deities. Then king became very happy. But he told that I want that every one should go out of this room hall, and I will be alone, and this door should be opened after only 21 days. In 20 days, 21 days I may complete, and then I will knock the door and then you should open. But in the meantime, you should not open. This is my condition. King accepted. All went out of the room and that was locked, and only that old Maharana, that carpenter, Brahmin compound, that was here. And he took his all weapons and instruments. After 14 days, king was became very worried. All doors are closed, but no sound coming from inside. And we have not kept anything to take him,
to feed him.
No water, nothing. I think that in 14 days he has died. That is why no sound is coming from inside. So what to do? But the The mantras.
Minister.
Very intelligent. He told that you should not be well, you should wait till 21 days. In any case, you should not open. But the queen told, very soft-hearted, she told that, oh, if he will die, then it will be very shame. So we must open the door anyhow and to give water or feed him. So, by the advice of king, who opened the door, he saw that there was no Maharana, not that Brahmin. Only three deities were there, Jagannath, Baldev and Subhadra, but not completed. Their hands were not completed, the fingers were not done, and the feet and the fingers and mouth, actually very beautiful, were not done. Then he began to weep. Then again that minister came and he told, do you know who was that Maharana? Himself Neel Madhav or Jagannath, himself Krishna. Why it was not completed? Then king was become very worried and he wanted to suicide himself, that I have done so much mistake, I have done offense. Then how to do? Then again aerial sound came, don't worry. I wanted to come in this shape. This shape has some prominent reasons. And I wanted to manifest like this shape. So don't worry. You should establish me in temple. And you should do worship, you should begin. So in this very day today, it was kept in temple, both three. Then Jagannath told, I want to give you some boons that you have made me to manifest. First is that only the descendants of that Vishwabasu who was serving Neel Madhav, they will be called Sabar. And they will worship 10 days in these days. Only anyone cannot touch me, only these. And the descendants of the first wife of Vidyapati, Brahmini, they will worship me with their descendants for always. Whole year.
Except the 10 days.
And the descendants of from the wife of his
Lalita,
that Sabari, they will cook for me by their descendant. Always they will cook. And he told that I want that you should ask any boon for me from me. He told that you have given me everything, you should accept our services. But one thing I want, that I should have no child or son or daughter. Without this I should be. No son, no daughter. Then Jagannath smiled and told, why you want like this? I know that when my child will be bigger, they will think that, oh, this is my property. And what pranami will come, they will take in that, and they will go to hell. And I must go to hell. So I don't want. You should make anyone who will worship you and he will control everything. But not like a controlled Malik. Proprietor. You will be the proprietor of whole estate, of thousands and thousands and millions of bigas of land, acres of land, and whole property is yours. You are Jagannath. You are the emperor of whole world. So I want that I should have no son or daughter. That they tell that, oh, this is my property. That is, oh, then Jagannath began to smile. Oh, let it be. This is one story in Purans. But why he told that I wanted to manifest myself in this way, not full,
complete form.
Why? So there is also a story in Purans, and Sanatan Goswami has taken in his
Bhagavatam.
Oh, this is very interesting. And third is also, but I will tell only one today and next tomorrow, that Gaur Govinda Maharaj has also written in his book. So first I am telling what it has been written by Sanatan Goswami and devotees like Rupa Goswami and others have invented this. So Sanatan Goswami has told that. You know that Krishna took birth in Gokul. He also took birth in Mathura, but partly. And fully, he was the son of Yashoda and Nanda Baba. And he came not like a son in Mathura. 400 is like 16 golden ornaments, golden crown, and very good
cloths, curly hair,
everything. And hair coming, like so big, big, very beautiful. So he was not coming here in baby form. But in Gokul, in Yashoda, he came from her womb with a daughter also. So he is son of Nanda and Yashoda. He is not like adopted son. Sometimes it has been written for only Mathura Vasi. Those who Mathura Vasi, they should know that he is son of Vasudeva Devaki. But actually, the devotees of Vrindavan, Braja, they never accept this. They saw that Krishna is coming from the womb of Yashoda. How they can trust, believe that he has taken birth in Mathura. In Mathura there was no ceremony. But here, Nanda gave so many cows, lakhs and lakhs, thousands of cows to Brahmins. He donated. He donated his whole wealth, but again it was fulfilled. He kept nothing in his house. Everything he donated, but unfold. So there was so a good utsav, mahotsav there. Then he was brought up in Gokul, and after some time Yashoda binded him in
grinding mortar
with love and affection. And so many pastimes, sweet pastimes were there. When he became grew more, then he took cows and he began to go to cow herding with his friends, with playing flute so sweet. After some time, he killed Agasur, Bakasur, Trinavarta and all demons. And he went to Mathura. He made Ras in Vrindavan. You know that Bansivar, Keshi Ghat Bansivar. And after, Akrur came and told that, oh, comes one to kill your father and mother, Vasudev and Devaki. Krishna told that my father is Nanda Baba and Yashoda mother, but anyhow they are friend of my father and mother, I should go and say. So he quickly went with Akrur and he killed Kans and he made Ugrasen their king. And after some time, he went back. He went to Dwarka. Once Narad went to Dwarka. Who is Narad? High class of devotee. Very high class. Always glorifying associates of Krishna and devotees of Krishna. And the worshipable deity of these devotees. That is that Krishna. His manifestation. Always glorifying. Especially the devotee. So once he went to Dwarka and went to Rukmini and he saw that there was some Mahotsav there, festival. All the queens, 60,108 were there. And all other Dwarka Vasi were there also. Narad went to Rukmini and Satavana and there, in their council he said, "Oh, you are very favorable. You are very fortunate to serve Krishna. You are the best servant of Krishna. You are queen of Krishna. You, Satyabhama and all. So you are glorious in this whole world. I want to pay to respect to you." At that time, Rukmini became sad and Satyabhama became sad. "Oh, you are glorifying us, but we know that Krishna, since he married us, we cannot make him happy. We cannot control. We are so many and so beautiful, all qualified in all arts. But we cannot satisfy Krishna. In the night when he sleeps in my room, on my bed, only he cries and cries, weeping and weeping. Sometimes in rain he tells, taking my bell and pulling it and weeps, 'Oh Radhike, where you are? I will die without you. Oh Lalite, where you are? Oh Vishakhe, where you are?' Weeping so. Sometimes he is calling his mother, 'Ma Jasode, where you are? Where? I want to take makhan and roti.
Like butter and chapati.
Butter and chapati. I want to go in your lap. I want to take your best milk. Where you are?' And weeping. Sometimes calling his cows. And his friends, 'Oh Sidam, Subal, Madhumangal, Subal, Okil, Bring, where you are?' And sometimes calling cows, 'Shamli, Dhauri, Kalindi, Gange, Pishange, where you are, where you are?' And he poses like, but no one sees, he used to pose like this. Whole night weeping and weeping, whole bed was wetted with his tears. So, not only to this night, always like this, he never sees us, where we are, who are you. Only we are there. So we are very sad, we are not high class of any devotee. If we are devotee, then why not calling us Rukmini, Aman, but not Satyabhama Tavur. Oh, Sakhi, you are telling true. This night, with this last night, he was weeping so much. And he took my bell and calling me, 'Oh Radhe, oh Radhe, oh Radhe,' and he bitterly, and he became senseless there. I could not think that what should I do. So what is the history behind this? That Krishna never looks upon us, though we are married to him. And we are so beautiful, sweet. Expert in all arts, but we cannot please Krishna. We want to know how we can please Krishna. In the meantime, Mother Rohini, the mother of Dev Prabhu, who was so many years in Vrindavan with Yashoda, and always nourishing, supporting Krishna and Baldev both, at once she came. All did pranam to him and told mother, and gave a very good seat for her. and that seat was given to him, her. And when she said, then all the queens weeping, they came to Rohini mother and told, oh mother, we know that you were in Braja when Krishna and Baldev were very little baby, and from then you were there for 11 years. You know all the history of all the gopis. You know the love and affection of the gopis and mother and all Brajavasi. We want to know the, what is the importance there. How they love Krishna, that is still Krishna could not forget them. And for many years, for more than 50 years, we are here serving Krishna. But Krishna not controlled by us. He never calls, oh Rukmini, oh Satyabhama, always calling gopis, Radhe, Radhe, Lalite, Vishakhe. What is the fact? What is behind in this thing? Then Rohini Ma began to tell, you should listen. Gopis never wanted anything gained from Krishna. They always want to serve him without any self-gain. They know only that Krishna is their son, their beloved, their friends. Not only. You know that he is, sometimes, you know that Krishna is himself, Supreme Personality of Godhead. You can see his four hands, but in Braj never. Like ignorant, having always float, playing on float, with peacocks. Gopi Janapallava. What means? Krishna is beloved of all the gopis. In Dwarka, Rukmini Satyabhama are wife of Krishna, but not beloved. Do you know why? Rukmini mother told that your love and affection is divided in so many fragments. You have your husband, Krishna, and you are also so many sons, 10 sons each, and 1 daughter. So husband 1 and these 11 become 12. Your whole love and affection had been divided into 12 parts. But in for gopis, not divided. They have given up their husband. No children, nothing. They don't look after their houses. They have no any animals, anything to look after. So their love and affection for Krishna is totally full, like akhanda.
Undivided.
But your love and affection is divided. You know, Eve is a beloved and beloved. Then any lady, he can give his whole time for his beloved. For his husband, her husband. But if one child will come, then his love and this affection will be divided. He will give much more time to this baby than his husband. So it will be divided. So if any lady has 10 and 11 children, oh, her love and affection will be divided. In this Kali Yuga, you know, they don't like God, but they want what?
Dog.
Same letters, but
reverse.
So if you have dog, then your also this love will come to this dog also. And if you have 3-4 dogs, then all will be divided. So Rukmini mother is telling that love is undivided to Krishna. If they are a husband, but actually they have given up their husbands. No children. Well, always what? If they are doing any job in their houses, If they are grooming, then what they are doing? Always Krishna in their mind and heart. They are grooming like this and telling, Govinda Damo Dharma. They are cooking and doing Govinda Namo Dharma Leki, Govinda Namo Dharma Leki. Oh, if anyone is looking at the son of their elder and they want that he should sleep like these babies,
patting.
What they are doing?
Govinda Namo Dharma Leki, Govinda Namo Dharma Leki.
Not telling that you should sleep.
No,
oh, Govinda Namo
Dharma Leki, Govinda Namo Dharma Leki.
Oh, if they are cleaning anything, what cleaning? Cleaning their
utensils.
Corns, wheels, rice, like in
what?
Now it is not seen, but India even it is used like soup.
Separating
them. And they are doing
Govinda Namo Dharma Leki, Govinda Namo Dharma Leki.
In all houses there were some Shuk and Shari,
parrots,
and they are teaching them in very morning at 4. Oh, you should speak like me.
Govinda Namo Dharma Leki, Govinda Namo Dharma Leki.
If are killing in their vocal mortar,
grinding mortar,
oh, you cannot take like this. Oh, very heavy, like 5 kilos, more than 6-10 kilos. Very big. And they used to do it.
Govinda Namo Dharma Leki, Govinda Namo Dharma Leki.
Their mind and heart always in Krishna. And Krishna used to be like a their heart and mind is like chariot. And Krishna always
sitting
on that. Otherwise, Krishna, mind and heart, is like a chariot, and gopis, Krishna always thinking, like gopis, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe,
Jai 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 Shri Radhe, 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 Jai 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 Shri Radhe, 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 Jai 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 Shri Radhe.
Always, Krishna also remembering Radhe, Radhe, Lalite, Vishakhe, Mother, Jashode, like. But his love and affection was divided in so many parts. Because he has promised that those who will remember me, I will also remember. Je jathang mam prapadyante, tam sathayo. So Krishna is bound to give, to follow his promise. What? That anyone who will remember Krishna, chant Krishna, he will go there. So, he is very lovely to their Brajavasi Bhakta, but he cannot give up the devotees of Mathura and Dwarka and other parts of India or whole world. Anyone chant, he will go there. So Krishna cannot repay them. So Krishna is always remembering them, but he is feeling so much separation, always feeling separation. He was telling this thing, from beginning to Rash, how Krishna used to to wash, wash the mouth of gopis when they were becoming toyed in rush, dancing and singing. And they can sing more sweet than Krishna himself. Krishna can do like this, sa re ga ma pa, and gopis more than this. And Krishna will be stopped there. And they will go, sa re ga ma pa dha ni sa. Then Krishna becomes very happy. Oh, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. What means sadhu?
Very good.
I cannot do like this. So he used to pray them, praise them always. No? So, Sri Krishna with Baldev was sitting in the council of Ugrasen in his Sudharma Sabha.
Assembly hall.
But they were Marohani from beginning. And she was going on. Krishna became upset. Because anywhere, any devotee sings his name and glory, he must go there. So he was in upset. Though he was sitting in the council, but he was very upset. So quickly he left that council and he was coming to the place where Rohini Madhav was telling all this Braj glory to Rohini and Rukmini and Sasana. Baldev also left that council and he followed Krishna. When they came at the door of that Rukmini house, in where inside all were talking about Krishna and Braj glory was going. Oh, Subhadra was
God
there. And she was hearing all these pastimes of Braja and he was absorbed in that. He did like so. Oh brother, you cannot go inside. Mother Rani is telling something to all the kings and mother has ordered me that you cannot enter inside. When their talking will be finished, their discussion will be finished, then you can enter. So Krishna and Baldev were also there. And three were hearing what was going on inside and hearing. And when most things come, when Srimati Radhika affection to Krishna, once she was, Rohini Madhav are telling that once Srimati Radhika was in the lap of Krishna and Madhavangal came. And at that time, not Madhavangal, that some bees were coming. And they're thinking that the feet of Radhika is like lotus, very fragrant, very sweet and tasteful. So they wanted to go inside the feet, thinking that it is lotus. And they were coming always there. So Radhika was frightened. In the meantime, she was doing so, but even that bee was always
humming
there. In the meantime, Madhavangal came and saw and took his
stick
and he anyhow drive out that very far away. And when he returned, told that Madhusudan has gone, I have dragged him and he cannot come back.
No, he cannot come back.
Cannot come back. And Srimati Radhika heard this. And she was sitting in the lap of Krishna. And Krishna was doing like that, crossing. He was crossing Radhika.
Caressing.
But, she forget that I'm there, in the lap of Krishna. She began to wait. Oh, Madhusudan, where you have gone? When you will come? Otherwise I will die. And thus telling, she became separation mode. Then what became? Krishna was thinking what to do, how to pacify. He could not pacify. So he was telling all so many things. And Krishna and Baldev and Subhadra was hearing all these things. Hearing. Krishna became so attached, so observed, that his heart began to melt. And by hearing this, love and affection came in so high way that his fingers melted in love and affection like water. This also, up to this, it was all melted. And at that time, when he was melting, also his mouth, beautiful, was melting. Then, at once, Rohinima stopped his talking. He became faint. She became faint. She could not describe more. She could not tell anything more. And she became faint. And then that talk was stopped. Then gradually Krishna began to come to his senses. And again gradually all his full organs were released. And he was in full organ and he restored his everything. Then he entered inside and he saw that Mother Rohini was senseless. Anyhow, he made him senseless. And he saw that Narad was like guilty there. He was looking everything outside, inside. And he thought that I am guilty, I have done all these things. I told to Rukmini and Satyabhama, and then they called mother and mother. So I am guilty. So he was doing like this. Krishna told that, oh, you have made all these things. You are the root cause of all these things. I am very happy. Very happy. You remembered me all Braj, and I heard all these things. So I want to give you some boon. So you should pray any boon. Then Narad, again, he told that, oh, if you want to give me any boon, I want to take that thing, that when you are hearing the Braj Katha, the pastimes of Braj, and you became totally
melted,
and your hands like up to this, and feet like from here, everything was melted. And you are absorbed in love and affection at that time. I want that this, your deity of three, should be manifested in this world. And it should be worshipped in anywhere in the world. And whole world will see you and they should know these histories. And they will have love and affection for you. Then he told me, yes, tathastu, it will be. And then he told that, oh, my these deities, we are always in Nilachal. And that is why he laughed when we were talking with Indradyumna, that I will manifest my these four, three deities and Chakra Sudarshan there. Why Sudarshan? If Sudarshan is not giving you eyes, Sudarshan, if Sudarshan is not helping to purify you and getting that transcendental
vision,
you cannot see Jagannath Balaram Subhadra. You will see that he is wood. He is made up of wood and not very beautiful. And if Sudarshan will give you this light, this vision, then you can say, oh, he is Brajendranandan Shyam Sundar. So this is one of the reasons that he manifested in this way. This is very lovely, lovely Thakur Jagannath Baldev Subhadra. You are lucky to hear all this. Gaur Pramanandana. Oh, then you can play drama just now? Where drama?
Where is drama?
So you should do.